The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos with Riley
and Emma. Welcome back to Conflicted Chaos, Season 3, Episode 7. This season has gone by way too fast.
Yeah, we only have a couple of episodes left.
Yeah, we do.
Aw.
It always goes by so fast.
Yeah, but I feel like the end of this season went by.
It did. Usually I find that second semester goes by, like, in a snap of a finger. First semester, I usually find goes a bit slower. This year, however, I knew from the beginning that this year was going to go by fast, and it really has.
Yeah, but we don't start our podcast until almost halfway through the semester anyways.
Yeah, this season has gone by really, really fast. I knew that it was going to go by fast, though, because I knew this semester was going to fly by, and it has. It has.
We've done so much, though. From the start of the semester, we were like, go.
I think that's why it's gone by so fast, or it feels like it's gone by in, like, 2 minutes, because we've just been going, going, going.
I wonder if those who haven't been going, going, going have found that the semester has gone by fast.
For us, though, me and Riley, like, we truly, there hasn't been a day where we've been fully relaxed, or at least for me. I haven't been relaxed for a single day. Even over reading week and Thanksgiving, I was not.
I had a few over reading week, but that was, like, after we had already, like, met and done a bunch of stuff. Because there was that one weekend where we didn't.
Yeah.
We were like, okay, we'll have this done by Thursday, and then we could have the weekend.
I was telling Riley in Unionville that literally since August, end of August, every single day I wake up, and it's like, it's been a long time coming. It's like the first thing.
I'd like to see that happen.
It's the first thing I think about in the morning, and it's the last thing I think about when I go to bed. There's just always something. We finished one thing, and then there's the next six things to do after that.
But luckily, we're coming to an end. The long time is coming to a long end.
The long time is coming.
Time is coming.
Yeah. Oh, it like this semester, the closer we get to the end of this semester, it makes me more sad because we only have one semester left. And go back to Vancouver, like, not
I'm gone.
Having you, like, to seeing you at school and seeing you on campus, oh my gosh. I'm not ready. I don't know. I'm really not ready for that. Next semester, I know it's going to go by fast, but hopefully it
goes slows
by
down a bit.
Slow. Yeah. Savor every moment.
I still got to come to Collingwood.
I know. We got to figure this out for the premiere. Because I think we're going to start premieres in February.
Yeah.
We get back from Christmas break. January, sometime
like
in January.
Like 14th or something.
Yeah, and then a month later, we have our premiere for Toronto.
Exciting.
Yeah, because I think your premiere in Vancouver will be
like in
last.
March.
I think that will be the last one, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do yours first.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. Take the train. Yeah, I don't
know
if we've...
We can go to Blue Mountain?
Yes. I don't know if we've actually discussed
this. Play in the snow a little bit?
But we're doing three premieres for our documentary.
Yes, we are.
So we're doing a main one in Toronto, and then we're doing two other ones because Riley and I's hockey communities are a big part of why we wanted to do this whole documentary in the first place. So to give back to our communities,
we're going to show them a documentary.
We're going to show them a documentary, the one that we made.
Yeah. It's really giving back to them.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do a lot of donation stuff.
We'll wear old jerseys
and just make it a fun event.
Yes.
For the people that we played with and our old coaches.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
Yeah, all the people that changed the game for us.
Yeehaw.
It's going to be fun. And I'm going to go to Vancouver. I've been to Vancouver once. I went in grade 9. And that was fun. We mostly spent the time in Whistler. We were only in Vancouver for one day.
Yeah, you missed out.
Yeah, so I'm excited for Riley to take me to all of the places that she's talked about on this podcast.
Yeah, well, because I just took my old roommates over the summer to all of the places, so now I'm going to have to do the redo.
Yeah.
Take you to all of the places.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Stan and I will show you around.
Yes, please. I'm so excited to meet Stan.
Yeah, Stan knows his way around, too.
Yeah, I bet he does.
He knows where he goes.
He knows where to get his ice cream.
He knows where to get his ice cream. He knows which brewery patio he likes best.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. He'll take you for his favorite beer.
It's going to be so fun.
Ooh. We'll go in the ocean. Oh my God, you can go in the ocean.
Is it going to be warm in March?
I did the polar bear swim.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I'll do it if you do it. Who knows when I'll get to Vancouver next.
Yeah. You can go in at Port Moody, because we live, like, right in the inlet of the ocean.
We should actually plan your documentary before we plan the others so that we can book flights.
Yes.
That might be smart.
Do need a flight.
Yeah.
We could drive. We could walk.
Yeah,
we could hitchhike.
We could take the train.
We could see how we could... My dad wants to do the train across
Canada. I was just about to bring that up. That is something that I've always wanted to do, is the train that goes across Canada.
Well, you and Bill could do it together.
Yeah, we could. We could. Let's do it, Bill. Let's take the train. I've actually always wanted to do that, though. I feel like that would be kind of a fun experience. Something different. Like, it would be so different than anything I've ever done. Yeah. I don't know if I'd get sick of being on a train, but I think it would be fun.
Yeah. Because
I love taking the train, actually. When I take the GO train to go back to Collingwood, I just put on my music and I just look out the window.
I don't like that stuff.
You don't?
No.
You're not a thought daughter?
A what?
A thought daughter.
What's a thought daughter?
Have you not seen those TikToks?
No.
It's like when you're like, I don't know,
you think a lot.
You're deep in your thoughts. Thought daughter.
Oh, our algorithms are very different.
Our algorithms are very different. Riley will send me TikToks and I just look at them like, this is the kind of stuff that is on Riley's For You page.
Yeah,
and it's not surprising.
It's not the cool stuff.
Do you know what has been on my For You page? And actually, you do know, because I've been sending you TikToks about this nonstop, is chili cheese dogs.
Oh, yes. The chili cheese dog. How did you even get on
chili cheese dog talk? I don't know. There's this one TikToker, and she always does, is it mukbang or mukbang? Is it mukbang? I think it's mukbang.
I don't know.
Well, she does mukbangs of eating these chili cheese dogs, and they're just so captivating. Like, I need to make these. I literally need to make them, and I sent them to Riley because, as you know, Riley's the hot dog connoisseur.
Yeah.
And I was like, Riley, this needs to happen.
Yeah, I gotta work on my chili. She got my mom's chili recipe, and we can make hot dogs.
I'll bring over the hot dogs.
Yeah. Well, we could get the hot dogs from the hot dog man.
Well, we could.
I walked past them today. They smell good.
Mm. We still never did that video.
Well, we're gonna do it.
We're gonna
Maybe we'll do it next week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We could do that after our podcast.
We could. Are you gonna get a hot dog at the Scepters game?
Of course.
Yeah. That's going to be so fun. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, I am too. That'll be very good. They're coming to Vancouver.
Yeah, I saw that. And are you going to be home?
I think so.
You should try to get tickets.
I messaged my friend. I think they go on sale on the 22nd or something. Or it might be tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think it's Friday, though. I messaged my friend and I'm like, we should go to this.
They're also going to Seattle, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw those. I was actually going to send it to you because if you're home, you should definitely go to that.
I know, because it's like right before I come back.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Because they're where the Canucks play. They're going.
So. Yeah, that's cool.
And they're playing Montreal, too, so
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Toronto versus Montreal is always good. That's who played at Battle on Bay Street. That was the most awesome game
I've
ever been to.
We're seeing them, though. They're playing Boston?
Boston. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, that'll be a fun
I bought a Scepters t-shirt, because I needed merch, obviously, for this.
Yeah.
Ain't no way I'm showing up to this game without some Toronto Scepters merch. And I've thought about wearing it as a pajama shirt or just out, but I can't wear it until the game. Mm. I'm saving it.
I've worn mine.
Yeah.
I got mine back in September.
You got yours a while ago.
So I've been wearing it for a bit.
It's like neatly folded in my drawer, just waiting.
It's ready for
to
you.
Bring it out next Saturday.
So exciting.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Next Saturday is going to be a good time.
Yeah. We're going to Rockin' Horse too.
Yeah. We're doing rap party.
Yes.
That'll be super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring everyone that's been a part of our documentary.
Say a big thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truly, though, like, we wouldn't have been able to do this without our crew. And we got really lucky with some of our crew members.
Mm-hmm.
Director of photography, shout out to Krish.
Krish is coming on Saturday.
Yes, he is.
Okay, good.
Yes,
okay,
he is. Good, that'll be a fun
time. You'll have some wine?
It was actually Krish's idea to go to Rockin' Horse, I think. I think he suggested it. And then we were like, wait, let's do this as a rap party.
Yeah. Because he wanted to go to a country bar.
Yeah.
Because he'd never been.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing to celebrate.
We were supposed to go to the Rockin' Horse after Taylor Swift on Thursday, but we didn't make it there.
Mm.
It was a nightmare. Well, I went to Taylor on Thursday,
opening night of Toronto.
It was incredible. She was amazing. We got to hang out for a couple of hours.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just the two of us.
I actually heard that Toronto has done really well with the transit. Like, apparently there's been not a lot of issues getting people home and out of the arena. Like, it's been pretty easy going.
That's good of them.
That's what I've heard.
It was a nightmare getting out.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. It wasn't nice. But they haven't done a good job with merch. Because they've been doing merch on days where she isn't here.
Yes.
And people have been lining up at, like, 12:30. Scammers, people that are ripping people off and buying all of the blue crew necks.
And
buying
them out. One.
I already have one.
Mm.
But I would get another one. In case this one, like, washes away. I can't line up that. Like, I am going to see maybe on my way home today, like, do a little pass by. Because there's one thing that I want. But, yeah, they're buying all of them and then reselling them for, like, $500.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the videos on TikTok of the lineups. Like,
and everyone's like, do better, Roger Center. Like, do better. Because, like, they're letting all these people buy all of them. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there should be a limit. There was a limit in Europe.
Definitely.
And, yeah, you should be limited to five is fine.
Yeah.
But you're going to buy the whole box?
Like, yeah, no, that's not allowed. That's not cool.
Yeah, and then the merch line inside the stadium was an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
And that wrapped all the way around. I was like, I couldn't even imagine waiting in that line.
No, not at all.
We got there at 5:45, and we walked right into the stadium. But on the other, because we came in on the side of Spadina, but on the side of the CN Tower, apparently it was like 45 minutes to get in.
That's crazy.
But people didn't realize you could just walk around to our side.
That's crazy. Did you, you saw Gracie Abrams?
Yes. And she was actually really good.
I've heard that.
So
yeah.
I did start listening to her music before I knew that I was going to Toronto, because I was like, okay, I do got to know like some songs.
Yeah.
And then she kind of grew on me. And then watching her live, she was really good.
I love her music. Yeah. Her songs are really catchy.
Yeah. So she put on a great show.
Yeah. I've heard that she does a good performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Taylor. I can't even describe the feeling before she comes on, like when all of her dancers, they got like these weird things like over their head and
the clock is ticking.
And they're like walking. Like, I can't even describe the feeling of like that. Cause I think it's the greatest feeling in the whole world. That is my happiest moments ever, is waiting for Taylor Swift to hit the stage.
My coworker is a huge Taylor Swift fan, and she's been to several Eras tours as well. And she said the exact same thing today, actually, that it's like the greatest feeling ever.
Yeah.
Being like, at the Eras
tour. They're down and then they come up and Taylor comes up and she goes, "It's been a long time coming," but
yeah, everyone I know that has said the same thing, that it's just an awesome feeling.
I don't think I'm ready to let it go.
Yeah.
I have one more. Like, I don't know how I'm going to feel after.
Has there been, show. So this is your third Eras tour that you've been to? Or how many Eras tours?
I've been to three so far.
Three, and you'll be going to four.
Yeah.
Has there been one that has been, like, the best experience?
Seattle was like good because that was like the first one, but she hadn't added in the Tortured Poets Department yet.
Mm.
And my seats were really bad. And I thought that they were a lot closer than they were. So like that was kind of disappointing. And it was like a ripoff for tickets. But
you got scammed, actually. Didn't you get scammed?
Yeah, I got scammed.
Yeah, you lost like $500, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. That wasn't good.
Woof.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you texting me.
Well, I didn't know if I should do it. And, like, we were on a walk with Stan. And I'm like, Mom, they're like, it was, like, a good deal. And I'm like, what do I do? This was, like, 2 years ago. And she's like, well, you're never going to know. So do it.
Yeah.
And then see. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Okay. Did it. Yeah, it was a scam.
So
that was, like, upsetting.
I bet a lot of people... So many people have happened to them.
That's ridiculous. There was a man on the news this morning, and he like $32,000 or something.
Oh my gosh!
He's got from people for Toronto shows over the past couple weeks, which is insane.
That's insane.
And they're trying to like do something to like arrest him or charge him.
That's so much money.
Yeah,
I've seen so many videos of like little girls and their dads standing outside the arena with posters saying, "Does anyone have tickets?" And so sad.
I actually saw a TikTok the other day. It was like a hot take like this. And it was like, oh, it's so nice. Taylor gives out the 22 hat to little kids.
Yeah.
Little kids have not been there since the start.
That's true.
And even me, I haven't been there since the start, I'll admit. But I've been there since I was like 11.
When do you remember the first time like you started to be a Taylor Swift fan? Like, was there a song you heard on the radio? Or did you see her on TV and you were like...
Yeah, it was like between Fearless and Speak Now. But, like, I was, like, never, I was, like, super tomboy, so, like, mm-hmm. I was, like, a closeted Taylor Swift fan. and then I went to the Red Tour, but, like, I was a fan, and I went to the Red Tour, and then, like,
yeah,
it was out. I was, like, such a big Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah, You Belong With Me was the first song I ever learned on guitar, and there was, like, 2 years where every single song I would learn was Taylor Swift songs.
That's what I did in grade 12. Yeah. I played the guitar. Or grade 11 and grade 12, I was in guitar class. Every single song was Taylor mm-hmm. Swift, always.
Yeah, and they're...
Except for Leah Nicole. I sang Leah Nicole once.
That's true. Leah Nicole is Riley's favorite YouTube video.
Yeah.
It's
this wedding song
yeah.
from England.
And it's not a viral video, guys. It's a random video of this person's wedding. And the best man, I guess, is it his brother?
No, it's his best friend.
His best friend. The groom's best friend wrote a song for his wedding, and they posted it on YouTube, and I don't even know how you stumbled across this video, but
my friend and I, it was like between like a hockey tournament, and we were like just like watching these wedding videos, and then we found Here's to Leah Nicole, and I was like, oh my god, I love it. And we just kept watching it.
You showed it to me.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty catchy song.
And on my 15th birthday, everyone sang Here's to Leah Nicole instead of Happy Birthday.
Yeah, I remember when you showed me that YouTube video. It's actually, I have to give it to, what's the guy's song, what's the guy's name that wrote it?
Ben.
I have to give it to Ben.
Yeah,
it's good. He's got a way with words.
Here's to Leah Nicole on your wedding day. I know the whole song. I know it inside out, backwards, front, forwards.
Inside out. We should tag them in this.
We're gonna share the YouTube video though on our story that everyone can watch.
If we were to tell them, or if someone were to tell them that a podcast, a very micro podcast in Toronto, was talking about their wedding song from 12 years ago.
In England.
In England, I bet they wouldn't believe it. No. They'd be like, what the heck?
I'm probably all of their views, too.
Here's to Leah and Nicole.
Yeah.
Have they posted since?
Well, Ben ended up making a song about his wife. And then so he sang it at their...
Oh, my gosh.
Their wedding. But, like, that one's not as good
Here's to Leah and Nicole.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I want to get you a shirt that says, Here's to Leah Nicole.
Well, I want that to be sung at my wedding.
Yes.
But, like, don't change the words. I'll make sure
it's played at your wedding.
That's what I'll walk down the aisle to.
Yeah, yes, please. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
So that was my weird self.
Yeah.
How do we get from Taylor Swift songs to Here's to Leah Nicole?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Well, but Hey Steven was the song that made me into a Swiftie.
Hey Steven.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Didn't get to that, but yeah. That's my ringtone.
That's your ringtone.
That's my alarm.
That is your
ringtone. That's why I wake up with a smile on my face every day.
Every single day.
Because Taylor wakes me
Except
up.
Except when it's hot.
Yeah.
And you don't wake up with a smile on your face when you're sweating.
No, my parents took the air conditioner out of my room now.
In Toronto. No, in Vancouver.
So I'm going home to no air conditioning.
Oh, no.
Yes.
How are you going to survive?
I don't know, so it better be cold.
Yeah. Open a window.
Yeah.
It's going to be open all the way, just like your screen door. If your screen door is open for the wrap party, I'm closing it.
Oh, my God. I had my screen door open last night, and then the wind was coming in, and, like, my blinds were bashing, but then my Christmas tree fell over.
I know. You sent me a video. It was just a sad Christmas tree on the floor.
Oh, that happened before, too. Yeah, yeah. It happens every time now, because when it gets windy out, it's so annoying.
Speaking of Christmas trees, Christmas season is fully in effect. Riley and I have so many Christmas activities lined up this week. I'm so excited. This is my favorite time of the year.
Yeah. We have, like, 2 weeks before I go home. We have 2 weeks to get, like, literally everything in. We're, like... I'm writing it on my actual school calendar, too, because I'm forgetting things.
I know, me too. There's so much going on. So, Sunday, we got the Santa Claus Parade, which Riley and I have been talking about since last year's Santa Claus Parade.
Because it's just so good.
It's so good. And actually, fun fact, back in September, Riley and I were looking at volunteering to be in the Santa Claus Parade.
We were. But then we thought about we were going to have to wear a costume that other people had worn.
Yeah, and
we were like,
I feel like they don't I feel like you don't get a choice with what costume you're going to wear. I feel like you just show up and they're like, okay, you're going to be a clown. And you're like, you have to say yes.
Yeah, so we're just going to go and watch.
Yeah, maybe next year.
and then we're going to the distillery that night.
Yes. Yes, we are.
The Christmas market. And then what are we doing? Then we're going, at some point next week, we're going to go see Santa.
Yes, we are. We're going to get a photo taken with Santa again and see if Santa remembers us because we went to visit him last year.
Yeah, he will. He remembers everyone.
Are you going to sit on his lap again?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I always sit on his good. Lap.
We need to recreate the photos we got last year.
And we'll have to do it the next year.
Yeah, it's a tradition. The distillery is a tradition.
Yeah.
Santa Claus parade is a tradition.
Where else? I feel like we got other Christmas stuff. Oh, we're going to the Falala Christmas market in Leslieville.
Yes, we are on December 1st. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I love a good Christmas market.
We're doing that. Is there anything else? I've been going to the Stack Christmas market a lot.
I haven't gone to that yet. I need to go to that.
They have a really good rum chata peppermint hot chocolate.
I'm excited to go back to the bar that we went to at the distillery. Where it was all Christmas decorated.
Yeah, Allie and I went this weekend.
Was it good?
Yeah, but Santa wasn't there. So I was kind of annoyed.
I don't think Santa was there when we went last year, if I remember correctly. I think you went before we did and he was there. But the time that we went, he wasn't there.
Oh, I thought he was there with us.
No, no.
Oh.
You know who was there when you went last year? It was Annika. Maybe we'll run into her again. Annika is a conflicted Chaos fan.
Yeah.
Well, she is now. She wasn't when Riley met her at the Oyster Bar.
But we got close.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a great lady.
Yeah, and Annika posted Riley on her Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still follow her?
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
We're buds on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sat for like 2 hours at a bar talking.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's coming back. Maybe we'll see her.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Oh, we had... At the Christmas market, Yorkie burritos. Ali and I had.
I saw those.
Unreal.
I saw those.
It was like, it was so good.
I actually saw that on Instagram the other day. They looked amazing.
It was like a full Sunday roast in there.
Yeah.
Like you got, like that, we'll definitely have to do that.
There's also Christmas poutine I saw at one of the places.
Yes,
and it, like,
we did.
Poutine with like all of the stuff on it.
And there were some cool little bars that were like outside.
Yeah.
They stepped up their game from last year.
Okay, I'm excited.
But yeah, it was super cool. So
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. And on that note, we're at our time almost.
Yeah. We'll have done a lot of Christmas stuff by next
week. We will. This was fun. Yeah. I love Christmas.
Me too.
It's just a good time of year. I feel like everyone's in good spirit.
Unless you're an elf, then they're probably tired.
Making all the toys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Frosty's getting ready to come.
He is. Bring you your pajamas. Yeah. You remember from last year, Frosty brings Riley pajamas every year on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's so nice of him.
I know. I don't get pajamas from Frosty.
Well, obviously, you haven't built enough snowmen.
I know. I haven't.
Well.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.